Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you are a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet.
Think all those hockey experts.
Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry, I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts. I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And big shots.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert.
JPP.
What a ding-a-ling.
Linsanity.
I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling. If Duncan gets the 7 rings,
not his fault.
With Jordan,
you got plenty of money. Get you a driver.
Bump that. Side pieces.
Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolinas. Good morning, Charlotte, North Carolina. Welcome to BSS Carolinas. Of course, I am Rocky, the host of BSS Carolinas. Joining me once again today is Big Shot Beautiful Bob. Welcome.
What's up, Rock?
Not much, man. How you doing?
I'm good, man. Feeling real good. It's the finals start today.
That's the finals.
And we're in this city. It's our city. And we love it. Charlotte, we love it.
We do. And we'll have to – maybe I'll play that song later. Maybe our intern can play it.
We got a new intern?
Yeah.
I haven't met the intern.
You ain't met Jessica?
Oh, it's Jessica this time. Hey, yeah. What's up, Jessica?
Jessica, you're doing a good job. Keep up. But, yeah, we got, you know, NBA finals start today. It's a great day in Charlotte. Sunny out. You know, last night was a great night. Sun. No rain didn't come about at the baseball
at
game.
At the night's game. It rained way after the game. It rained, like, early this morning.
Did it?
Yeah. 2-3 o'clock this morning it was raining.
I'm glad it held off, man, because it was an interesting night. I'll say that.
Sweet Lou Piniella was at the game last night. What a character. But you, if you want to feel what baseball feels like, you want to hear some baseball stories, he has some for you.
Oh, yeah. Talk to him. He's and if you didn't get there first thing to get his autograph, it was – I wasn't waiting that long. So it was
it's like Lou. I mean, 18 years in the league as a player, a World Series, a couple World Series with the Yankees, a World Series ring as a manager with the Reds, the Big Red Machine in 1990. That was a great Cincinnati Red team too.
Oh, 1990?
Yeah.
Oh, that team beat probably one of the best dynasties in baseball. I mean, beating Oakland A's.
Yeah, the Bash Brothers.
The Bash Brothers, the pitching they had, Dennis Eckersley, Dave Stewart.
That Big Red Machine was coming for blood that year, man. They were really good.
Yeah, they just – Chris Sabo, Barry Larkin, Paul O'Neill, who was a Yankee. I mean, there was some really great players on that team. Really good players, say that.
What happened, Cincinnati? That's for a subject for another day.
Yeah, we'll talk about Cincinnati maybe more in our baseball segment. If you're following us on Periscope, BSS Carolinas, let us know what you think about the Reds or Sweet Lou. Biggest memory. My nephew has no idea who Sweet Lou Piniella is.
How old is your nephew?
He's 13.
That's why.
I get it, but go back. It's Lou Piniella. Go back and watch some tape. I was like, go watch he's got the best tirades in baseball history.
Yeah.
As a manager, probably.
I want to know how he didn't win a title in Seattle when it was Junior and Randy Johnson was out there and A-Rod was on the field and Edgar Martinez was hitting DH.
Well, they asked him that last night. They asked him because the Warriors went in 73 games, they won 116 games and didn't win a championship.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about it a little bit. You ran into a better team. You ran into a Yankees team that won 5 titles.
True that. Go Yankees.
Yeah.
Go Yankees, go Yankees, go.
Hopefully that's the last one for the next 30 Man. Years.
All that hate over there from across the room.
I'm not hating. I just spread the love. I need my Dodgers to win one, man, before you guys win one, win another one. But, no, last night was interesting, you know, talking about the Knights. They're on a – they're currently on a homestand. They're first in the International South Division. They are 28-26, two and a half games ahead of the Gwinnett Braves. They're in the same division as the Bulls and the Tide. And don't forget, the second half of the season, they flip, they reset the standings.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't know how I feel about that yet.
We'll see how it goes. Of course, the minor league All-Star game is here in Charlotte this year at the beautiful Knight Stadium. How many people does Knight Stadium hold? Maybe 5,000?
11,000? It's 10-9. I think the biggest sellout was 10-9. But next year, they're actually supposed to expand the building. Home run porch, in case you haven't been, there's a home run porch at the top. They're going to wrap it around to the center field wall and add a restaurant in the right-hand corner.
And they already got a lot of good food out there, man.
Right. And they'll make it even better. And they'll add, like, shops, different shops and stuff for shopping.
That's cool.
So they'll do that next year, one of the guys was telling me. But it's fun. It's fun to go out. The food – don't go out and eat one of the corn dogs. Whew, that foot-long corn dog last night, man.
It sits on your – it bubbles your stomach.
Yeah.
I went out there. I had those, like, four hot dogs for a – for like $2 or something.
Mm-hmm.
They got some good deals out there on food, man. They got a little brisket cart. You can get your brisket out there. And then you get to see a little good minor league baseball. You know, Trace Thompson just came from our system down here in Charlotte, and he's a big part, an intricate part for the Dodgers right now. He hits ahead of Jock Peterson. Had a big single last night. He turned into a double. Trace Thompson's going to look like – he looks like he's going to be a player. Just ran into John Lester last night, and then John Lester was like, okay, we got no run support tonight before. I'm going to go out here and throw a complete game, one run, four hitter. He was amazing last night.
And they lost 2 out of 3, so I'll take that. Went into Chicago, won 2 out of 3.
And they beat Arrieta.
Right.
In Chicago.
Which we will talk about on the baseball segment a little bit later. But Monday, the Knights beat the Chiefs 6-5. Tuesday, won 7-4. Last night, 5-3 in a win. 8th inning, 2-run home run by Danny Hayes. If you watch it, it was actually a foul ball that the umpire called a home run. Hey, I'll take it. But it was a little bit foul. It was foul. You could see. As my nephew pointed out to me, it went foul. So you watch it, but it's funny because the opposing manager got thrown out. The left fielder got thrown out. Why in the world the left fielder is arguing a call on right field, I have no idea whatsoever. But he got ejected. So they ejected two players in the bottom of the 8th inning.
I would have got thrown out too if the umpire missed a blatant – call. He called
close.
It a tater, and you can see it goes to the foul side. I'm going to be mad. I'm going to be upset. I'm like, what are you looking at?
The thing that didn't get me is the umps didn't talk to each other about it. Of course, the first base ump is the one that called it a home run.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't discuss it. They ran with it. And there is instant replay in minor league baseball. So, but, I mean, I get it. I just I'll take the home run.
We'll take the win, definitely. Let's go Knights.
But they came back to win that. It was just a crazy game with Lou Piniella there. Then we got tonight through Sunday, Lehigh Valley. Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. I still love the Iron Pigs nickname. They're the Phillies AAA farm team. So if you live in Charlotte, head out to the game. You know, if you see me, hey, I'll be there. I mean, I'm the good-looking guy wearing the Knights shirt and hat. But no, Friday through Sunday, they have that. Sunday is actually superhero day.
Okay.
At the ballpark. So if you get a chance, take your daughter out, man. It's a very good game. And then Monday through Thursday next week, they play at Scranton Wilkesboro, which is the Yankees farm AAA team.
Let's go, Yankees. I'm sorry.
You would say that.
I'm rooting for the Knights. It is a great time. It's a great ticket. It's humid in Charlotte, so make sure you have, you're plenty hydrated, have a little fan or something if you're going out for one of those day games. The night games are awesome, though, man.
Last night was a little bit bad. We sit inside last night. Usually I hate to sit inside. Last night I didn't feel like dealing with it. So I love sitting outside in the baseball because that is baseball, sitting outside, eating Cracker Jacks, peanuts, whatever, watching the game.
I just want a big brats and a big beer, and hopefully I don't get hit by a foul ball.
Funny story, there was actually two balls that landed in our seats last night, and we weren't sitting out there. We sit out, there's never a foul ball that comes to our area.
Time you decide to sit inside, foul ball, two right in the seat.
I was like, all right, I get it, it's cool. But anyway, that's the Knights. Don't forget, like you talked about earlier, vote for your minor league all-star team, which is you got to vote by June 24th is the deadline.
Absolutely.
And right now we have a lot of batters that are in the top 10 of all stats in minor league baseball.
Jason Coates hitting .331.
Yep.
42 games played. 53 hits. 7 home runs, 24 RBI.
He had key RBI last night.
Let's see. I don't know who Borjo.
Yeah, Jason Borjo. We just we traded for him not too long ago from the Nationals minor league team.
Well, he's on fire.
Yeah.
The 11 games he's played for us, he's hitting .463.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be another possibility.
Matt Davidson's another one. He's a phenom that, if he gets his batting average right, because usually he bats around .250, .260. If he gets over .300, man, he should get called up and he should be, because he can hit.
Uh-huh.
He can hit the long ball. So I think he's leading the league in home runs right now.
Matt Davidson has... He has 7 home runs. He's tied with Jason Coates.
Oh, he's tied?
Yeah. But he has 56 strikeouts. He leads the Knights in strikeouts. So he's swinging for the fences. He might not just hit it all the time.
Absolutely. Toledo's Steven Moya's got 12 home runs.
Ooh, holy Toledo.
But Danny Hayes, who hit the home run last night for the Knights, is 4th. With 8
home runs, yep.
Jason Coates and Matt Davidson's got 7. So if you look at the roster, we have 3 guys right there that hit home runs a lot. Danny Hayes, 8 home runs, 31 RBIs. Matt Davidson, 7 and 32. And Jason Coates, 7 and 24. I mean, you got 3 guys with 24 plus RBIs.
And Hayes has only played 39 games.
He is killing it.
He's cracking the baseball.
But the White Sox are so deep at first base.
So, you got to make your rounds. You got to pay your dues in the minor leagues. Right. Unless you're Bryce Harper.
Yeah. But anyway, make sure you vote for your all-star team. And vote for us. I mean, come to BSS Carolina's Twitter. Go to breakdownsportsshow.com. Listen to our shows. And don't forget, we're sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
Get your attitude back in broadcasting with the Attitude Broadcasting Company. It's the Attitude Era, baby.
That's right. Absolutely.
Call the show, 919-943-2044. We'd love to talk to you.
Are you ready to get into the prime of the – or did you want to talk about Charlotte Independence?
Let's give a little love to the Charlotte Independence USL team club. You know, they don't call them teams. They're clubs. That's the soccer affiliate down here. Right now they're playing at Ramblewood Stadium. which is the Ramblewood Complex, like soccer stadium off of Nations Ford Road. If you want to go check it out, they have a game this Saturday against Toronto FC 2, their second club. As you know, they have a club that plays in the MLS as well. Charlotte Independence sitting at what, 5-2-1, 5-2-1 or something like that?
5-3-2.
5-3-2. They're sitting in fifth place. They're playing pretty good, man. You can go on their website, purchase their merchandise. They're sponsored by Ortho Carolina. And it's just something else to do. Get out, take your kids. Because soccer is a great sport, man.
So USL is United States or U.S. Soccer League. It's like the minor league of MLS, right?
Exactly. Okay. We're working to get an MLS team down here. They're redoing Memorial Stadium. The Hounds and the Independents will play there when everything is fixed up and ready to go.
And the Hounds, of course, is the lacrosse team. Major league lacrosse team. Which, they're actually, you go watch lacrosse, it's very fun to watch. It's very interesting. It's a lot different, but
it is different. And if you're not up on the rules, you'll be lost. I mean, I don't know. It's just guys running around with their little nets and they're passing the little birdie or ball, whatever they have around, and they try to throw it into this net over here. And then you can't hit people like you want to because you get called for fouls. I did catch the end of the NCAA championship game, though. And, I mean, it looks okay, I guess.
Well, it was Maryland and
it was Maryland and Carolina.
That's right. And both the men's and women's championship game. And Carolina won both. So, they've always got good lacrosse teams anyway. But, you know, you're talking about Charlotte Independence. I know we're trying to get a Major League Soccer team here, but I know they expanded to St. Louis next year, and another, I think, L.A. team that Will Ferrell is going to own.
And then I know they're they're putting one in, what, Miami? I think there's a team coming in Miami as well.
David Beckham, I think D-Wade, David Beckham all put money behind that one to get one there.
I mean, this is what's happening right now.
And I could see – after that, us getting one here in Charlotte, maybe. That's, you know, we had the Charlotte Bats founder, you know, trying to get Major League Baseball here. Would a Major League Soccer team work here? I don't know.
I mean, this Major League Soccer works well in some cities, like Portland. They have a nice following for the Timbers. The Seattle Sounders, they have a good following, good turnout. New York, the Red Bulls. They have a nice turnout. DC United has a nice turnout as well. So there's soccer starting to really pick up in the States. Will it ever be as popular as the NFL, the NBA? It probably won't ever be as popular as as baseball.
In North Carolina, I don't think it'll ever be it'll be more popular than college basketball. Just North Carolina, South Carolina is such. It's an institution. I mean, college basketball in the Carolinas is just, you know, that's number one even above football. I mean, well, college football is huge, but not like college basketball. I mean, Carolina, Duke, as long as they keep winning, I don't know if you'll ever pass them. Winning actually probably trumps that. So,
and the fact that there's absolutely zero TV coverage of lacrosse and barely any TV coverage of Major League Soccer. They put it on the air, but are you tuning in?
They put it in Sundays at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I mean, I get – at least it's on the ESPN app, so you can watch it if you're somewhere. But they don't do a good job. Just like baseball, to me, doesn't do a great job of marketing. Soccer is way behind that. I mean, I can't name five soccer players in MLS.
Me either.
I can't. So I don't know where to – I think they need the stars. You need to promote the stars you have to have people would be like, okay, I know who this guy is, that, you know.
But
you
they
need
have
to know
no stars. Like, they tried to – I remember when I was a kid, they were trying to hype soccer in the States. You know, Freddie Adu was supposed to be the next big thing, and he was Freddie a don't do nothing. And now he's just falling off the map.
Freddie Adu.
So, I don't know, man. I prefer to watch women's soccer.
Yeah, and that's the thing. A lot of people rather watch women's soccer than watching the guys play. But there's no stars. I mean, like Donovan, when he went to L.A., a lot of people were like, ooh, you know. Clint Dempsey went to Seattle. But when they went there, you didn't hear anything else. You're like, all right, we're done.
The MLS is the spot for aging stars to come and retire and fatten their pockets on U.S. dollars. David Beckham.
Fatten their pockets. I mean, you're right, though. I mean, it really is. So, we'll see. Anything you want to add on soccer, basketball?
No, man. It's just a great time to be in the city, man.
Absolutely.
Stop hating on the Charlotte sports. We are coming up.
That's right. I mean, you know, the Hornets had a good season. The Panthers, of course, speaks for itself.
OTAs did start for the Panthers. Cam Newton was out there. Ron Rivera said he looked a little rusty.
I'm sure he's been busy filming a TV show.
He's doing a lot of other things. He has so much going on. I mean, you know, he's a superstar.
Every year he's doing other things. Hey, instead of actually getting better with your wide receivers, you're out doing a TV show. You're doing knocker ball the previous year.
He's doing
year.
Water polo this year.
Water polo. I mean, dude.
I mean, I can understand because, you know, you got to step away and you got to unwind. You know, you live and breathe football from – pretty much now until February if you're going to make a Super Bowl run. So you need to take a couple months and unwind and just put football behind you.
I totally get the Nickelodeon show he's doing for the kids. I get it. And that's good for you, and that's good for the kids. I get it. But at some point, you know, and we don't know how much he practices as wide receivers or tight ends or anything. We don't. So maybe they flew out there with him and trained with him.
They had a Jets West?
Yeah, why not?
Or a Panthers Prowl or something?
Why not? I mean, you know, you got to do something to get better. You can't just show up OTAs and say, all right, let's get it. Time to go. That's not what Joe Cool and I know Rice did.
Oh, I don't believe Cam's doing that. I know that loss in the Super Bowl is still burning inside, and this team wants to get back, and they want to win.
I know. And we'll talk about some football a lot more. We got definitely talk NBA finals. We got to dive into that. Football, NFL, college football, two words for you. We got a lot on tomorrow's show. But anyway, thank you for joining in today. Everybody on Periscope, stick around. We got another show coming up. Everybody else, we'll see you later.
Side piece.
And you can catch us everywhere.
Gonna rock the town without being seen. Have you ever seen a turtle get down? Slamming and jamming to the new swing sound. Yeah, everybody let's move. Vanilla is filled with a new jack.